Hi, thank you for calling the NEC helpline. My name's Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hey,
Hey, how you
Justin.
doing?
I have Jasper Robert on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Jasper.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, yourself?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit?
Ma'am.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Right. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And was this for a loved one or was it for your child?
Child.
And was your child diagnosed with necrotizing
Great.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Appreciate you.
And can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And were there any other injuries sustained as well? Any ongoing gastrointestinal conditions, scarring, sepsis?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And when was he diagnosed?
With Nick.
Yes, when was that?
NEC, necrotizing enterocolitis.
Okay, and what date was he diagnosed?
He was diagnosed like around the 4th week of March 2020.
March 2020. So around the, would you say around the 20th or later?
I guess so. It's like the 4th week. I'm not really sure exactly, but I just like the 4th week, 2020.
Okay. And was he diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula, or was it after the formula?
After this one.
And do you know what brand of formula was used?
Yeah, Similac, NeoSure. It was mixed with like cow milk.
Oh, okay. Okay, and how is he doing now?
He's hanging in there.
Okay. And can I get the name of that facility where he was diagnosed?
Was at the Mountain View Hospital in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Is that the one on 3100 North Tenaya Way?
Correct.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Ma'am.
And what was the gestational age at birth?
What do you mean?
How many weeks was he?
How many weeks was he? It was like around, it was 31 weeks, 7 months, 31 weeks.
Okay, 31. And what is his date of birth?
Date of birth, March 10th, 2020.
Okay, so he's about 4 years old.
Correct.
And was he diagnosed with NEC while he was still in the hospital, or did you take him home and you went back?
Yeah, it was in the hospital.
Okay, was anyone else affected by the formula as well? Any other siblings or relatives?
No, ma'am.
Right. And then can I get his first and last name?
Chris Roberts.
What was his first name?
Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
And then last name was Roberts.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you know his social?
His social, his full social?
Yes.
353-67-7806.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled Jasper.
Yes.
And then last name Robert.
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
August 16th, 1992.
And then your social.
You mean my social?
Yes. Or you can just give me the last four if you don't want to do the whole thing.
One 539 is my last.
Okay. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes.
And can I get your email?
Jasper Denzel 92@gmail.com.
Right. And what is your current home address?
5335 Reed Station Street. It's in North Las Vegas. 89031.
Reed Station Street?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have any official documents to show you our power of attorney? Do you have his birth certificate?
Yeah, I have birth certificate.
Okay. And then can I get his mother's full name?
Hold on. You need the birth certificate?
Yes. Well, I don't need it right now, as long as you have it.
Okay.
Okay. And then
yeah,
his...
I got that.
Okay. And then just his mother's full name?
Crystal Washington.
That's K-R-Y-S-T-A-L or C?
C.
C. And then last name was Washington?
Yes.
And do you know if she had any of the following issues during pregnancy? Any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, placental insufficiency?
No.
Okay. And he was born premature, correct?
Correct.
And he was born in Nevada. Was he diagnosed in the NICU?
Nick. Yeah, Nick.
Okay. So was he diagnosed with neck in the NICU?
NICU. It's NICU. He said, I mean, like in the hospital?
Yeah, in the neonatal intensive care unit, the NICU?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. And do you know his discharge date from the NICU, when that was?
The discharge date was like around the second week of May 2020, honestly.
The second week of May 2020?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was his birth weight?
His birth weight was like around 4 pounds, 1 ounce.
Wow. And then do you remember when he first started drinking the formula?
He started drinking the formula. Whenever at the hospital, like.
So it was right away when he was born?
Yeah.
Do you know when he stopped?
Like. I just know about like around 14 days, probably like 2 weeks, because like after that, he started seeing the symptoms.
Okay, so around the end of March?
Yeah, you could say that. In the March 20th.
Mm-hmm. And he was fed formula in the hospital, correct?
Yeah, the formula was from the hospital.
Did he have any of the following symptoms after drinking the formula? Any low body temperature, green vomit, bloody stool, constipation?
Yeah.
To all of those?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a copy of the medical records? His medical records?
I don't have it on me, but like they're at the hospital. I mean, they have permission to get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is the hospital where he was diagnosed? That was the Mountain View, correct?
Mountain View, yes, ma'am.
And do you remember the doctor's name?
The doctor's name, Dr. Cynthia Chase. Yeah, Dr. Cynthia Chase.
Cynthia Chase?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And did he have any treatment or procedures done due to the NEC diagnosis?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
It was the laparotomy.
The laparotomy?
Yeah, laparotomy. I thought I can't pronounce it.
That's okay. And when was the last time he was treated?
Last time he was treated.
Or at least the year, the last time, around what year?
Had it been around, like, I guess like a year, like 2 years ago?
Around 2022?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Emergency contact number?
Yes.
Do I have to have one? Because I don't really want it.
No,
Let me
You don't have
see.
to.
Yeah, mine's fine. It's fine.
Okay. And then besides the NEC diagnosis, does he still have any ongoing gastrointestinal issues or any other intestinal perforation, neurological damage, any other serious or long-lasting injuries?
Just what I said, that's pretty much it.
Okay. So currently he doesn't have any stomach issues anymore?
It's like, yeah, he does. It's like, it's just still.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
DocuSign?
Yeah.
It's like on the, that's like on the computer, right?
Yeah, it's in like an electronic signature.
Oh yeah.
You can do it. Okay, then I just sent over some documents to your phone number and your email.
Let me see. Let's see.
Okay. And then while you're looking through that, I'm going to send you another text, but from my direct line, just so you have my number in case you have any questions at all.
Okay.
Were you able to open it up?
Yeah, I'm signing them now.
Okay.
I think I did it.
Okay. Yeah, I just received it. All right.
Okay.
And then I sent you that text with my information as well as the attorney's, so they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
Okay.
And then that is all I need from you. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
That'd be it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I hope everything goes well.
I appreciate you.
All right. Have a good day.
I too.
Thank you.